Welcome to Living the Quran through the Living Quran, produced by the Qayyim Institute. In this podcast, we are delivering the commentary of the Noble Quran as authored by Sheikh Mohsen Qaraati in his Tafsir An-Nur. Today in part two, we want to look at the theme of the truthful liars, and we'll be reviewing verses number 2 and 3. Before we go to the commentary, let's have a listen to the Arabic and the English translation.
Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu lima taquluna ma la taf'alun kabura maqtan 'inda Allahi an taqulu ma la taf'alun.
O you who have faith, why do you say what you do not do? It is greatly outrageous to God that you should say what you do not do. Thinking points. The word maqtun means a strong feeling of anger and rage. A similar style of reprimanding can be seen in the verse which states the following and is found in chapter number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 44.
أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ.
Will you bid others to piety and forget yourselves while you recite the book? Do you not apply reason? When an individual does not act according to what they preach, we must realize that sometimes it is due to them not having the ability to do so, while at other times it may be due to their own intentional disregard, and it is a second reason which has been reproached. The scholar who does not act according to his knowledge has been compared to a tree which has the potential to bear fruit, however no fruit grows from it. He has also been compared to clouds which provide no rain, and thus no tangible benefit. He's also been described as being like a dried-up river. Another comparison of the scholar who does not act according to his knowledge is as of a bee which does not produce honey. Other examples that we see in the traditions are as a needle without the requisite thread needed to stitch something, and also as a donkey which merely carries books on its back, but it does not benefit from them. In addition, in the traditions, we read that knowledge without action is a proof of Allah against the servant. In addition, we have a tradition which states that knowledge which is not acted upon is like a treasure which is not spent. Yet another tradition states, the most remorseful of people on the Day of Judgment is the one who spoke about justice, however it was not just in his life. In addition, we have a tradition, a saying from Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, in which he has been quoted as saying, the most depraved of people is the one who is known amongst the people as being knowledgeable, however, is not known for acting according to the knowledge. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, has said, the person whose actions do not conform to his knowledge is not a scholar. And finally, Imam as-Sadiq, peace be upon him, once again has consider that this verse as being related to one who does not keep their promise, and he has said, the promise of a believer to his believing brother is like a religiously formulated promise, another. However, if they don't fulfill it, there is no penalty, no kafara to pay. According to the commentators of the Quran, the history of revelation of this verse is in regards to an individual who was enthusiastic to go forth for jihad. However, when the order for this was proclaimed, he began to make excuses for not being able to go. Of course, by studying the content of the verse, we can see that it is in regards to all people who claim something, however, fail to act according to what they assert. Takeaway messages. Lesson number 1. True faith must be coupled with actions and truthfulness to what one believes. And if not, then one is worthy of being reprimanded and rebuked. Point number 2. Before a person begins to criticize someone else, they should first begin by speaking about their positive traits. In this passage, we see that the verse begins by confirming that these people have faith, their positive trait. However, then the verse follows up by asking them why they do not act accordingly. Point number 3. One of the ways of training the soul is to ensure that when we reprimand others, it is done in a timely and a suitable fashion. Point number 4. Fulfilling one's promise is an obligation, and going contrary to one's pledge is a major sin. Point number 5. How bad is it that all of the creations in existence glorify Allah? However, the human being, through their words which they do not follow up with actions, earn the divine wrath. Point number 6. Speaking without following up with action is dangerous, and this is seen by the usage of 3 words in this passage: kabura, meaning greatly; maqtan, meaning outrageous; and indallah, in the presence of God or with God. And point number 7, and we conclude with this for today, is that if today people see that whatever they need to get done in life is being accomplished through making false promises and mere slogans that they chant, they should realize that they have a very sad state in the presence of God. Tune in to the next episode of Living the Quran through the Living Quran, where we'll review verse number 4 under the theme of Whom God Loves.
To stay up to date when we release new content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram under the Qayyim Institute. In addition, be sure you subscribe to our podcast station on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many other major providers to receive direct updates when we release new content.